We've got Trent Busserton on the line. A Bay filly bred quite well in Kiviki.
I think she'll be very hard to beat. It looks a nice race for her to take that progressive step.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Try as they might, Kiviki might be a fair animal. That's two in a row and it's to beat them with conviction here.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Here we go, the early mail today. We're racing at Bendigo. Looking forward to finding you a winner. That's what we want. We had a pretty slack week last week. We're about to step things up. Duke got us a $2.50 winner, but that's not enough.
We're giving out a lot of cards last week.
Yes, we were giving out a lot of cards to trainers.
We've got one of our cardmen on today too.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, we do.
Right, we'll talk about that shortly. Let's find out what surface we're playing on, please.
Okay, Bernard Hopkins is the track manager at Bendigo and he joins us. Bernard, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Going very well, thank you. What is the track looking like today for all the putters out there?
Yeah, we're starting on a good four today. It's a good even surface across the track. The rail's gone out 9 metres from the 4 metre position from the last meeting.
Okay, 9 metres. How often do you get out there?
Oh, look, yeah, we get out there a bit. We tend to move the rail most meetings here and just try and keep that even to the ground across the track.
Okay, so you're happy with how things are at despite being out at 9 metres?
Yeah, we are. We're look, it's a good even surface. We've had a pretty heavy sort of program leading up to this meeting. We had 4 meetings in about 3.5 weeks. So we've had to keep that rail movement to keep the even wear across the track.
All right. So what is the penetrometer rating for us today?
5.35. And a good four, as I said, and 31 degrees with a 10 km/h southerly wind. So look, we'll probably get that upgrade during the day sometime to a 3.
All right. Terrific, Bernard. Thanks for your time and good luck today.
No worries. Thank you.
So half 5.35 currently, but likely to get a little bit better as the day progresses. 31. The hot weather continues.
It does. It's going to be a hot week this week. Let's get to Mike Moroney on the early mail today. He's got a couple of runners for us at Bendigo. Good morning, Mike.
Morning. Morning, guys.
Great to have you on. You've got two runners for us today. You've got a first starter, race 3, number 12, Tophane, out of barrier 3, Ocean Park filly. Tell us more about Tophane.
Look, she had a trial in New Zealand, which she won, and then we purchased her. But while we were getting the vet, she hurt herself and just wanted a little bit of time off, which we had to give her. And we had her in last week, and she had a bit of a foot abscess, but she's over that pretty quick. So she's had a few things go wrong, but in the meantime, she's had a couple of jump outs here and gone really well. And she's nicely drawn, and we expected it to be pretty hard to beat.
Right, that's a good little push for number 12 in race 3, Tophane. You've also got another good chance, I reckon, in race 5, number 8, the Delphi's had a terrific campaign so far. Stretches out to the 2,400 metres today. What are you thinking with the Delphi?
Yeah, look, it took a while to sort of get going last. A bit of a strange run, but then really down the line late. 2,400 metres will suit him better. He looks like he's going to get even further eventually. But just the one barrier draw is just a little question mark because he's just going to might find himself on the fence and he does need a bit of room. So it's going to be up to Jason Bimbo to get him out and look here at the right time. I think the race is ideal for him. He's only run at 1.5 miles, is very good. He got narrowly beaten, so he does look a nice day in the making.
So it sounds like you've got a pretty good hand today, Mike. You must be pretty confident with the float.
Yeah, no, I think both of them are really good chances.
Would you lean to if you just had my dollar?
Well, I'll probably Tophane because she's just drawn the right gate. She's got enough gate speed to put herself in it, whereas other blokes going to need just a bit of luck on that barrier.
Right, we'll take it and run. Good on you, mate. Appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you.
Mike Moroney with two today. His best at race 3, number 12, Tophane. $2.90 fixed markets at tab.com.au.
We didn't sort of bring up the card situation with Mike.
Mike had to get moving.
Yeah.
Had to get moving.
You could sense he was a little bit sheepish.
He's got a float to load.
Yeah.
We just... to get to Bendigo.
Yeah. I hope that he wasn't listening to the fact that he had a yellow card. Probably was more the point.
You're the one that said that, not me.
Wow. Andrew Payne joins us. He's got a few in as well today at Bendigo. Just repeating that track information. The rail is out 8. Was it 8 or 9?
9.
9. And it is a 5.35 penetrometer as we pad just a little bit because Andrew's been on a horse.
Well, that's what happens sometimes with these trains. Well, they're on a horse.
We had a Bluetooth situation with Mitch Friedman on a horse and he tipped us a winner. Andrew, I think he's there now. Andrew, thanks for your time.
No problem.
Did you get off the horse okay?
Is it loud? I'm actually just walking along.
Ah, very good. Race one, number three, starts things off for you today. Away Toff from gate six. What can you tell us about Away Toff?
Yeah, he's been a very frustrating horse. He's a horse that we've described. He's got a, like a mental handbrake on. He just won't give that last 10-15%. But those last two runs, I sent him out to the front, but basically just to try and get him fit. He just was getting back in behind him and just going left, right, and just and then just wasn't having a hard enough run. So today, with the blinkers on for the first time, we're just going to ride him slightly conservative, and we're hoping that those blinkers can extract that last 10-15% out of him.
All right, I can hear the frustration in your voice about what he's doing to you at the moment. What about race five, number seven, Not an Amber Turner?
Yeah, he's come back nicely. I'm happy with him. He's a horse that he just likes to bowl along up front, and I just said to the owners, look, if we put him in 1600, go down the usual path, put him over 1600, 1800, he'll just be get back and run on. So I just said, give me a little bit more time and we'll get him up to these trips. So, look, he's done everything we've required him to do to get over these trips first up. So let's just hope he races up to his training. I believe he's very forward for today. But better than saying that, there's no slouches in the race. But obviously, Kira Mars and Lord Williams' horses are going really well. So my horse is definitely going to need to be right up to near his best to be competitive with them.
All right, so that's race five, number seven. And what about, finally, race seven, number four, Sir Poitier from gate number four?
Yeah, he's got ability, Sir Poitier. He was... I'm really just going to put a line through that run the other day. Mick D got off him and just said it was the track. Look, you don't know for sure, do you? You know, like at Seymour, they did cancel the next meeting, but I'm not going to go and specifically blame the track. It might have just had an off day. But look, he seems to have bounced back. But he's probably just a little bit inexperienced in this race. But we're just finding our way with him, really.
All right. So of your three, what would be your best?
Oh, definitely Amby Turner. Like I'm happy with the way he's training, and I just hope that he can get his own way in front. There's a couple of other horses that go forward, so he may not get it's too easy in front, but if he does, he'll be very hard to beat, I think.
All right, and what horse are you currently walking?
Actually, I'm walking Private Lounge. She's in on the weekend. She's probably one of my better horses that's racing at the moment, so she's heading to Mornington Saturday.
All right, so well, it is only Tuesday, but should we be having a financial interest?
Yeah, look, couldn't be happier with her. So by right, if she doesn't go pretty damn close to winning on Saturday, I will be disappointed, so let's hope I'm right.
All right, very good. She sounds very much up and about.
She
and
sounds
talkative
up and about
this morning. Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Good stuff, Andrew Payne, there with three runners today at Bendigo. His best is race five, number seven, Not an Amby Turner. $6 in the fixed market at tab.com.au. Mike Moroney's best at race three, number 12, Tophane, $2.90. At the tab. So good luck if you're getting involved today. And you've even got a bit of a lead into the weekend's activity at Mornington with Private Lounge for Andrew Payne. Get your early market value there from the early mail.